We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Marty Griffin. One jagoff move after another. I'm allowed to say it's in the dictionary. One jagoff move after another by the state. First, the governor's tax plan, which we're going to get to here in a second. We've got some inside info. You got to hear it. It makes me sick. The other is this ridiculous, ignorant notion that they can't build a registry site. So in Florida, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they go to a site, call up their county, register in their county. The county sends them an email. They go to get the vaccine. Bam, done. Rich Fitzgerald supports it. Every state leader supports it. Hell, the governor supports it. But now they decide they can't manage it because they're ignorant by definition. So aggravated about this. And I wanted to grab Raz. And their excuse for not being able to build this registration site is what, Raz? There you go. But you can't build a registration portal with an abacus, is what I'm hearing. And you can't build one in the sand. You bring people to the beach and they sign up in the beach. It's disgusting. Bam. UPMC is going to do the same damn thing, but the state can't. Why, Raz? Technical difficulties. Jagoff patrol. I'm allowed to say it. It's in the dictionary. Man. Nate Benefield, good morning, Nate. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, I'm aggravated as hell this morning. Nate is with the Commonwealth Foundation and sent out some bullet points and discussion regarding this absurd tax increase proposal. I wish I could have. I'd love to have written it myself, Nate. It was spot on. It is spot on, and it's absolutely ridiculous. By the way, this is living in a bubble, proposing a massive tax increase right now. Is it not, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And this was, you know, there had been discussions last year like, oh, we've got a deficit, but we can't raise taxes given the recession, given how hard businesses have been hit. Even the Democrats in the legislature were like, it would be unthinkable to raise taxes at this time of year. And here comes Governor Wolf and says, you know what, let's get another $3 billion and take it right out of families and small businesses so I can distribute it out there.
Nate Benefield with the Commonwealth Foundation. This is what jumped out at me. Big, big flashing light in your observation, which is so damn spot on. This crap that we're going to raise taxes a little bit on the rich and cut taxes a little bit on the poor is a flat out, bald-faced lie, is it not, sir? Drill down on it, please. Yeah. What does this mean, Nate?
Yeah, so the governor, he's trying to pitch it as like, well, I'm going to have this tax forgiveness program and expand that, which is somewhat questionable whether it's constitutional or not, because right. We have a flat tax in Pennsylvania. We wanted to keep the flat tax. It's a good policy. But he's saying I can do this to cut taxes on some and only raise it on, quote-unquote, the rich. It's generating, like, it's not a tax cut, it's $3 billion in new revenue. It's coming to the state. That's obviously, like, you can't cut taxes and have somehow come up with $3 billion more in revenue.
No. It's unbelievable to me that the guy comes out and says he's going to cut taxes, but really, when you just do simple math, it's $3 billion. Hey, and Nate, this notion that's going to help families, they're going to shaft small business owners and families with this, will they not, sir?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize this, but most small businesses are paying the personal income tax, the individual income tax. So the small businesses like the gyms, the restaurants, the bars, the dry cleaners, the salons that have had to close and are now just not beginning to get back on their feet, they're going to get walloped with the tax increase. And unlike big businesses, they can't deduct their losses and take. So if they had losses in 2020, too bad. In 2021, you're going to, under Wolf's plan, have to pay 46% more in taxes on your income. So they're getting walloped again. And then families, especially middle-class families and above, Wolf had thrown out this number that under his plan, a family of four making under $84,000 might pay less. But the average family of four in Pennsylvania, the average income is about $103,000. So for that family, they're paying $1,500 more in taxes under Wolf's plan. So he is hitting middle-class families, and he's hitting small businesses, just walloping them over the head with his proposal.
Hey, I'm a dummy, Nate, but kind of, I can't kind of add up 2 + 2 and get 4 here when he's sitting in his house in isolation. Is that why he doesn't understand that there is no way in hell this legislature would pass that? And or is he trying to guilt Republicans into not wishing to fund education so Pennsylvanians start to believe they won't fund education, so they're guilted into raising the taxes? What is your take?
Yeah, I don't know what his strategy is here. It is true he's been at home and he hasn't been to the Capitol in months. He hasn't called Republican leaders in months, even to negotiate on things.
In months,
so he probably is out of touch in what they want. There's like this proposal is not going anywhere with the legislature. It seems like just an appeal to his base. Like this is a laundry list of what Democrat primary voters and the unions who supported his campaign want. I don't know if he realizes he's not up for re-election again. He doesn't need to fundraise anymore. But that's what my takeaway would be if he was up running again.
Hey, Nate, let's talk about schools. So the three districts in this region that are not in class at all today, no teachers in school at all, Woodland Hills, Pittsburgh, and Wilkinsburg, three of the poorest districts in the state and in dire need of teachers in the classroom. He's trying to throw more money at bad schools, sir. Is that not a decent argument in terms of me saying it would be more money wasted on bad schools, sir?
Oh, no question. His big thing is more, we're going to give more money to all of the school districts in Pennsylvania. They need more. Ignoring that between the two federal legislation, the CARES Act and the more recent stimulus that came down, school districts have gotten almost $3 billion in federal money in just the last few months, to rebuild and deal with this. And they aren't even open. Like a lot of them are closed, doing remote learning. At the same time, Governor Wolf is proposing all this new money to go to school districts. He's saying, you know what, though? We need to stop money going to charter schools and cut down on some of the funding for private schools and the choices parents have, because we need to make those programs more accountable and just give more money to school districts. It's clearly biased and clearly biased against a lot of the low-income students that are served by private schools and by charter schools in Pennsylvania.
Nate Benefit with the Common Foundation. It's gold, brother. Is this DOA, man? Does this thing have a snowball's chance in hell, Nate?
No, I don't think it has any. I think it's not going to be taken seriously. It's reminiscent of his first couple budgets when he came in and had these massive tax hike plans that went nowhere. And that was before he was a lame duck. And so I think the legislature, Republicans, are going to go back and come up with their own plan. I think there's a lot of opportunity to deliver on what Pennsylvanians need to recover from the economy, to have educational opportunity, and to rebuild our small businesses, and basically ignore Governor Rule's proposal and start from scratch with their own agenda.
Pleasure hearing from you, Nate. Thank you, my man.
Yeah, thank you, Marty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!